left off discussing the sugya of Samachay, the Chiddush of Rav that tells us that Karen Kazain Shagonav, Kain Shagonav, and Kefal Tashlumi Daladei is considered to be Kashas Hamad Bedin. It's mentioned that the Maskanas HaGemara is regarding a case of Yukra Vizula, where originally it was worth four, subsequently it's worth one, and how do you determine the Chovas HaTashlumi? So Tosus is bothered, where Tosus raises the kasha of Maikam Ashkelon, that what exactly is the Chiddush of Karen Kain Shagonav? Tosus writes in Divrei Maaseh Gufa, after all, isn't this a Mishnah Mufureshet? The Mishnah tells us in Daf Tzadik Gimel Beis that Kol HaGazlanim Mishamim Kishas HaGzeila, that certainly one is obligated to pay Kishas HaGzeila. And the Gemara explains that implicit in this Mishnah are two halachos. Number one is Shinei Kone, and number two, the Gemara Bava Metzion Daf Mem Gimel Mem Aleph writes this applies to cases of Yukra Vizula as well. And how do you know that this is true? This is based on the pasuk of Asher Gozal, which is Ke'ein Shegozal. And therefore, this is a Mishnah Mufureshes, which is based on the pasuk of Asher Gozal. Why is there any need now for this Chiddush of Rav that Karen Kain Shegozal, based on a different pasuk, as Rav quotes that Achila Karen Kain Shegozal? So Tosus writes the following: that Ikar Rav Los Lashminin El Tashlumi Kefto, the Tashlumi Dalavei Kashas Amad Bedin. That perhaps one could argue that the main thrust of Rav's statement is regarding Tashlumi Kefto, Tashlumi Dalad Behe. And even though the drush is Gneiv of the Chaim, which the Gemara interprets that Achila Karen Kain Shegozal, Tosus writes Mashmalei Dafka Karen below Tashlumi Dalad Behe. The implication of the pasuk is that it's true of Karen, it's not true of Kefil, it's not true of Dalad Behe. At first glance, this is similar to what we discussed earlier in the Rush, where the Rush writes in our parak in Siman Veiz that this pasuk is not addressing Karen, but rather it addresses Dalad Behe, and this Chiddush is that unlike Karen, Dalad Behe in Kefil is based on the Shas Hamoda Bidin. However, just the following Ha'ara, even though it would appear that Tosus and the Rush are echoing the same Chiddush, but nonetheless, right, the language that the Rush uses is certainly, right, more extreme, right, than that of Tosus. Tosus writes, "Umashmalei dafka lekeren v'lo tashlumi dalad behei." The mashmaos, the implication of the pasuk of the Tosus is Chiddush regarding kefil and dalad behei. The Rush said, "It's a nosa de pshita. After all, isn't it obvious that Karen is Kain Shagana? And therefore, we have no other choice other than to assume that the pasuk is referring to Kefil and Dalad Behe." Tosus writes that Mashmalei dafka lekeren. The reason I just emphasize this is that in terms of intensity, there seems to be a difference between Tosus and the Rush, is because if you look in the Machne Ephraim, in Hilchos Nizke Mamon and in Simen Aleph, the Machne Ephraim assumes that this is a machlokis between Tosus and the Rush. Whereas the Rush comments that it's a milsa de pshitahi, isn't it obvious that Karen is Kain Shagonav? And the pasuk can only be referring to the cases of Tashlume Kefil and Dalad Behe. Machne Ephraim writes that that is not true mi divrei hatosus. That, according to Tosus, that if not for the pasuk, so therefore one could have argued that even Karen is considered to be Kishas Hamada Bedin. So the one who emphasizes this diuk is the Machne Ephraim. Again, the Machne Ephraim does not write where he sees this in Tosus, how he knows that Tosus disagrees with the Rush. Pashup Shat, the diuk of the Machne Ephraim simply is the intensity of the expression. The difference between that milsa de pshitahi as opposed to what Tosus says, umashmalei. Tosus is saying that this is an inference of the pasuk, but perhaps it is not considered to be, right, the very essence and the very purpose of the pasuk itself. If one assumes that this is a real machlokas, and again, pashup shat, one could argue that true, the ha'ari is legitimate, but nonetheless, Tosus and the Rasha are expressing the shem shita. But if one really assumes the view of Machne Ephraim, and that is that there is a fundamental machlokas in Tosus and the Rush, exactly what the pasuk is coming to tell us, then perhaps one could suggest, right, the fancy of the Shita say, this is what Rosh Hashanah suggested, in the following, in the earlier discussion that we had regarding the status of Knas Kodem Hamada Bedin. Is there a Chi of Knas, or is there not? We discussed the Rush in the beginning of the Masechta, Bava Kama Perek Aleph of Simen Chav, where the Rush maintains that Tfisa works when it comes to Knas. And the Rush commented, this is not the Din Rabbanan, this is Me'ikar Hadin Daraisa. And as Rabbi Chanan pointed out, if Tfisa works Mi Daraisa, you must assume that there's a pre-existing Chiyuv of Knas, even Kodem Hamada Bedin. And we pointed out that the diyukim of Rabbi Kveger in Tosus was not that way. Rabbi Kveger assumed in the Gilin HaShas and Makos and Afei, based on the Tosus and Ksuvas and Daflam at Gilmoy Beis, that that was not the case. That without a psak and a bezin, there is no chiyuv knas whatsoever. If one would argue that this is a machlokis between Tosus and the Rush, as to whether there is a pre-existing chiyuv of tashlumei knas, kodim hamoda bedin, so then perhaps this is considered to be l'shitase in the following sense. If there is a pre-existing chiyuv, in such a case, then one could envision that even kefel in dalet vehe would be kishas hagzela, because the chiyuv of kefel and tashlumei dalet vehe could exist even kodim hamoda bedin. Vaharaya, the tfisa would work. And therefore the Rush explains that the Pasuk must be telling you that Kefil and Dalet Vehe are Kishas Hamada Bedin. That is the Chiddush Hakra. What is the other option? The other option is that maybe it is even Mikodim, because the Chiyuv of Knas exists independent of any Hamada Bedin. If you assume, as Rabbi Kveger suggests in Tosus, that there is no Chiyuv Knas whatsoever when it comes to these instances, until Hamada Bedin, so therefore, how could you argue that Kefil and Dalet Vehe would be Kein Shagana? The Chiyuv did not yet exist in any shape or form. And Enoch Inami, the Machna Ephraim, writes that according to Tosus, right, that is not the purpose of the Pasuk. The purpose of the Pasuk of Achila Keren is coming to tell us that Keren is Kein Shagana. Because after all, the fact that Kefil and Dalet Vehe is Kishas Hamada Bedin, that is considered to be obvious. What would the other option be? You pay before, but Tosus maintains that prior to Hamada Bedin, there is no Chiyuv Knas whatsoever. So therefore the Gzeres HaKosov is telling us Keren is Kein Shagana. Tosus just tells us that once we have this Gzeres HaKosov, Umash Malei Dafkula Keren. One can infer from the Gzeres HaKosov that perhaps there's a distinction between Keren as opposed to Dalet Vehe as well. So perhaps, right, there is some possibility of assuming that if indeed this is a machlokas Tosus and the Rush, that perhaps this is linked to what we discussed in the earlier shiur. The difficulty, of course, with the sheet of the Rush is the following. If you really assume that Achil Keren Kein Shagana is a milsad of pshita, and the entire purpose of this pasuk of Geneva v'chayim is to tell us that Kefil and Dalet Vehe is Kishas Hamada Bedin, so to some extent, the Iker is Chasam and Asefer. The Gemara presents this as a Chiddush when it comes to Keren, and the Rush comments that Keren is a Devar Poshut, and the whole Chiddush HaKra is regarding Kefil and Dalet Vehe. One would have expected, that is a Kasha, just as a Ha'ara, you would have expected the Gemara should emphasize that this is the Iker HaDrasha. Now, according to Tosus, that this is what the Pasuk is telling us. But, mashmalei, it's an implication of the Pasuk, I understand. But if indeed you're arguing that this is the purpose of the Pasuk to tell us exclusively, Kefil and Dalet Vehe, so to some extent, the Gemara should have told us that this is the case. The difficulty in assuming that the Pasuk is telling us Keren is Kein Shagana, as he pointed out, is a twofold one. Number one, isn't it obvious that Keren is Kein Shagana, that we discussed? Number two is the following. Tosus is Ha'ara. We already know that Kohat Gazlai Mishamim Kishas Hagzela. We already have a pasuk that tells us that the Heishiv is Hagzela Sher Gozal, and Asher Gozal tells us Ke'ein Shagozal. That's the Sugi in Baba Metzia and Daf Mem Gimel. It has to be Ke'ein Shagozal, and therefore Shini Kalmet. But Ke'ein Shagozal also implies that Tashlum is Ke'ein Shagozal. That means Shas Hagneva. So if that's true, why are both drushos necessary? If you have a pasuk that tells us asher gozal, and therefore we derive that the tashlumin is considered to be kein shagozal, why is it necessary to have gneva v'chaim to tell us achila keren kein shagozal? You have two psukim that seem to point in the same direction, that tashlumei gneva and tashlumei gzela are both considered to be kein shagozal and kein shagozal. So one possibility that you find in Torah Chaim is the following, that perhaps one could have distinguished between Geneva and Gzela, and that's why you need two psukim. Even if you'll grant a pasuk is needed to tell us the Ikar HaChiddush, the Keren Kein Shagana, but why do you need a pasuk for Geneva and a pasuk for Gzela? So maybe one could have argued simply Poshup Shat as follows, that when it comes to Gzela, I understand, because the only chiyuv of a gazlan is the chiyuv of Keren. And therefore, one can argue that Karen is considered to be Ke'en Shagana. However, when it comes to a case of Geneva, where the Karen is just one aspect of the Tashlumin, but there also is Tashlumei Kefel, there also is Tashlumei Dalet Behei, one perhaps could have argued that the Chiyuv Tashlumin must be treated as a single unit. It's a Chiddush that you're going to assess the Karen based on Ke'en Shagana. And the chiyuv of kefil and dalet behei based on shas hamad abedin. One could have argued that ein lechalei katashlumin, that one cannot distinguish. And since kefil and dalet behei is geshas hamad abedin, that would be true when it comes to the case of Karen as well. So perhaps one could argue that even if you already have the pasuk of kein shagazal, which tells us shini kalna, which also tells us Karen is kein shagazal in the sense of the shas hatashlumin, still, a pasuk is needed for the case of Geneva is one. If you look in Tosus early in the Masechta and Daf Yud Aleph Min Aleph, the Ramaskel Ein Shamin, Tosus quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi even a further Kiddush. That's where the Gemara tells us that Ein Shamin, lo leganav, velo legazlan. Ein Shamin. What exactly does that mean? Rashi writes the following: the Ein ganav legazal, if a person will steal something and then the nivukas oesla, and while it is biyado, all of a sudden its value decreases. So Rashi writes that Yishalim behem v'kelim mehulim v'hashvarim shalom. If something will happen, you have to pay based on that higher amount. And the pchas is something that is borne by the ganav or the gazlan. So therefore, ein shamin o leganav v'lo legazlan. So Tosus quotes the following chiddush of Yerushalmi, that minayin she'ein shamin o leganav v'lo legazlan. How do you know that that is true? Maybe one could have argued that's not the case. How do you know this Chiddush Darais of Ein Shami? So Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi, again the Tosus Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and writes the following: that Amar of Abba Bar Mama, the Pasuk says, Chaim Shnaim Yishalim. What does that mean? Chaim Velo Mesim. You have to pay back a Behemachai. So if you stole a live animal and it dies, in such a case, you don't give the Nevela to the Nigzal and pay the difference, but rather you pay him, as Rashi points out, Behema Vakelim Ulim and Ashvarim Shalom. So Yerushalmi adds the following, that Ad Kedon Geneva, this is good as far as Geneva is concerned, Gzela Minayin, but how do you know Ein Shamin applies to the case of Gzela as well? So Amra Baba Bamamo the following, Beheshiv es Gzela Shagozal, a Shagozal is Ke'ein Shagozal. So Tosus quotes the Chiddush in Yerushalmi regarding this halacha d'arayis of Ein Shamin, that you need two psukim, one for Geneva, one for Gzela. One cannot just simply infer one from another. And interestingly, these are the exact same two psukim that we are operating with as well. The halacha of Ein Shamin and the halacha meaning Karen Ke'em Shagana, the pasuk of Asher Gozal, is the pasuk of Geneva V'Chaim, Chaim V'Lomesim. It's necessary to have a pasuk for Geneva, necessary to have a pasuk for Gzela as well. This Chiddush of Yerushalmi, then when it comes to a Chiyuv Tashlumin, one cannot necessarily derive Geneva from Gzela, and therefore both Psukim are necessary. This is an important Ta'ara of the Brisker Rav, which the Brisker Rav builds on in order to demonstrate two different Halachos regarding Shinui Konen. After all, as we mentioned, the part of this halacha of Ke'en Shagazel is not merely that at what point do you assess the Demei Hezek or the Demei Geneva, but also the concept of Shinui Konen. And here the Brisker Rav points out that in this regard, there is a fundamental machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Brisker Rav begins Pasuk in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is dealing with cases of mitzvah habah be'aveir. Here the Gemara tells us the following, that Amaluhu Rav Huna Mahanhu Avonkari. Rav Huna told the Jewish merchants that Kizab Niso Asam Yodikosabim, you're going to go ahead and purchase what is necessary for Dalet Minim from the Goyim. So lo tigzazu atun. Make sure that you are not the one, right, who cuts it as it is growing. But let them, the Goy, go ahead and cut the Hadasim. And Yehubnu Lachem, and he will give it to you. Why? Why is that so critical? That the Goy will be the one to cut, and then he will give it to you. In order that there should be Yeyush Bailim Biyadayu Titu, in order that the Yeyush should already occur when it is Bershus Ha'akum, and then when he gives it to you, that will be Vishinui Rishus Biyadayu. And therefore, there will be no Shaila. Therefore, it is completely yours, It is a geush together by shinui rishus. Good. Mashem kein. If you will go ahead and cut, in that instance there will be yeush, but there is no shinui rishus. And in such a case, that is still considered to be a problem. You don't have full kinyanim at that particular time. So therefore, we insist on yeush binding the adayu d2 in the hand of the guy, and then the shinui rishus the adayu. So Tosus is bothered in Sukkah and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Dermaskel Shinui. Tosus writes the following: Umashen Niktzas Min HaMechubah. The fact that it is cut up until now was Mechubah LaKarka, and the fact that now you are cutting the Hadas and it is Tolush, Tosus writes Lo Choshev Shinui Meiser. That is not considered to be Shinui Kona. If it was Shinui Kona, there would be nothing to discuss. You don't require Yeush. You don't require Shinui Rishus. Tosus says the fact that it is now Tolush and it was Mechubah, Lo Chashev Shinui Meiser. Why is that true? Kevan Shalom Nishtan Shmo Bekach. Because after all, that is not considered to be a sufficiently significant Shinui, because Meikara Asa Vahashta Asa. It was a Hadas before, and now it is a Hadas now. And Tosus says, Ve'afal Gav the Pasach Yusa, that even though it was continuing to grow before, and now it is severed, now it is not, that is not considered to be a sufficient Shinui. And Tosus writes, you must assume now, Gara Mikacha Shadalahada, that therefore this must be worse, less of a Shinui, than a case that you weaken the animal to the point that it can no longer regain its strength, or also Behema Shehizkina, a person steals an animal and the animal grows old in the possession of the Ganav or a Gozlan. That is considered to be a Shinui Kona. So Tosus just makes the following ha'ara, that even though Kacha Shadala Hadar is called Shinui, and even though Gozal Behema Vihizkina, Avada Vihizkina, the Mishnah HaGozal, that is considered to be a Shinui, here this is not considered to be a Shinui. And therefore it's necessary to see to it that you'll be Kona in another way, namely Yeush together with Shinui Rishus. So Tosus distinguishes, simply going ahead and cutting the Hadas is not considered to be a Shinui. However, if it's Kacha Shadlo Hada or Gozal Behema Vizkina, that is considered to be a Shinui. That's Tosus is Sahara. Tosus just simply says, again, a simple observation, that here the Gemara did not say Shinui Kona, the Gemara is Bada Yeush and Shinui Rishus. And in cases of Behema Vizkina, apparently there is a Shinui. But Tosus says you have to distinguish that there, Mikara Asa Vahada Asa, Mashen Kain, a young, vibrant animal that can work, is significantly different. A different type of animal than an animal who is old, who cannot be used for the same purpose. The Brisker points out that if you look in the Rambam, it does not appear this way at all. The Rambam in Zeva Vaveda, Perek Gimel, Halacha Dalid, writes the following: the Gozal Behema Vihizkina, you steal an animal, and the animal now grows old in the Rishus HaGazlan. Oh, Kachasha, Kachasha, Ini Yachal Asa. Or the animal is weakened to the point that it can no longer recover. The Rambam writes, Hareza Kmisha Gozal Kli Yushvaru. That's comparable to a person who steals a Kli, and he breaks the Kli. Umishalim, Kishasak Zeva. So the Rambam here just creates an analogy. Behema, these kin is comparable to a case of a kli which is broken. What is the halacha in such an instance of one who breaks the kli? So the Rambam addresses this earlier in Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav of Tosfos Gzeila Vaveda. Here the Rambam writes a fascinating chiddush, that what happens if gozal kli yishvaru? What happens if a person steals the kli and he breaks that kli? The Rambam writes, you can no longer say Horesha Chalafanecha. You can no longer say to the Nikzal, here, take back your Kli. It's no longer Kain Shagoza. You cannot go ahead and use this in order to pull the Mitzvah Sashava. However, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Imratzu Bailem Litzal HaKli HaShavur. Let's say the Nikzal wants the Kli back. For whatever reason, he insists. Give this back to me. Not completely broken, or it has some sentimental value to him, and he insists on that kli. So the Rambam writes that no, the nafkal karcho shel hagazlan. Here, the nigzal can insist that you return the kli. So Magen Mishnah writes the following: we're not talking about a case where you stole a kli and you smashed the kli. Now all you're left with are small pieces shivrei kelim. We're talking about a case of shishmo alav. We're talking about a case where you stole a kli. and part of the kli broke, but the kli generally is intact. So therefore, the Magen Mishnah writes, "Lo havi shinui maisa liknos." This is not shinui kone, and therefore the nigzal can insist that the chepis is returned to him, because since it is not shinui kone lo yotze mirshuso, it is still considered to be virshus hanigzal, and therefore the nigzal can demand that you return the kli. That's what the Rambam writes regarding that case. If a person steals the kli and breaks the kli, the Magen Mishnah assumes we're talking about a case where the kli generally is intact, and we don't apply the principle of shini kona, and therefore the Bala kli has the right to insist that it's returned. So going back to that earlier Rambam then, right, Gimel Dalet, the Rambam writes, Behema v'izkina is exactly the same status of this particular kli. That Mishalim Kishas HaGzela, that you pay based on the Shas HaGzela, and ve'ena yachaloma harei shokala panecha, and you cannot use this in order to fulfill the mitzvah sashava. And if the Bailim would insist, then enochinami, then you can give that to him in return. So it's interesting chiddush then in the Rambam. In the case of kli shavur, or in the case of behema v'hizkina, it is not an example of shinei kona. Lo yotzim rishus an exam. But nonetheless, you cannot say harei shokal lefanecha. That's what the Rambam understands. Somewhat of a mid-ground. On the one hand, this is not sufficient in order to declare shini kona. On the other hand, you cannot utilize it to full the chovas hashava. And the Ma'ana of Kamina, the Rambam writes that notan balkar shel hagadol. If this is true, so then the kasha of Tosus is no kasha whatsoever. Tosu says you have to distinguish between ktsitsa sahadas and the case of behemah v'hizkina. Because in the case of ktsitsa sahadas, that's not called a shinui. And gozal behemah v'hizkina is absolutely a shinui. V'harai, you can no longer say reisha chalapanecha. According to the Rambam, that's not true. The Rambam writes, even in the case of behemah v'hizkina, or in the case of a kli shavur, that is not called shini kone. But despite the fact that you are not kone, you cannot say harei shokal lefanecha. That's the Rambam Shita. If that's true, that's no stira whatsoever. When the Rambam is addressing this of harei shokal lefanecha, the Rambam writes enochinami kacha shod lo hadar behema v'hizkina kli shavur, or in this particular case, right, one who cuts the hadas, you cannot say harei shokal lefanecha. These cases are identical. But without shini kone, you cannot use this for dalet minim. For the mitzvah lulav, it is not considered to be lachem. Lachem requires shini kone. The Rambam writes in these cases, notin bal karcho shel hagazlon. That means it's still considered to be brishus hanigzal, and therefore there is no stir whatsoever. In all these cases, the ktsitas ha'ilan, the cutting of the hadasim, is identical to the case of kacha shel hadar, that any ochaloma reisha falafanecha, but nonetheless lo kana. And if lo kana, so in such a case, lo sagi, the mitzvah lula. That's exactly why the Gemara says in Sukkah and Aflamin that you require yeyush and shin rishos, because it is not considered to be shin ikone. The Briskrub points out that this distinction between shin ikone and hareisha falafanecha is quite meduyak in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis begins and tells you the lachas of shin ikone. The Rambam writes, for example, of gozov dikla v'katle, if a person goes in and steals a dekel, and he cuts the wood, the Rambam writes, lo kana ad shasu koros. You know how you're kona v'shinui? When you make it into a beam. That's shini kona. Simply cutting the dekel tree is not considered to be a shini kona. And then the Rambam continues and writes, what happens in the case of that kli shavur? The Rambam writes, lacha tezvav, that you cannot say harei shokal lefanecha, but nonetheless the Bailim have a right to insist on its return. That means it is not considered to be shini kone. That is relevant in terms of the inability to assume harei shokal lefanecha. What do you see then according to the Rambam? That regarding the halacha of Shinui, there are two independent halachos. One halacha is Shinui Kalman. That we have an overt, an absolute Shinui Maisen. The second halacha is the mitzvah Hashava requires Ke'en Shagozan. And these two halachos, according to Rambam, do not go hand in hand. One could envision that the chefetz is no longer ke'en shegozal, even though you did not meet that next level of shini konen. That you cannot use this for the chovas hashava, but the balan have a right to insist. If one is kona b'shini, the balan have no right to insist. I go ahead and I cut off a log from your tree, and I make it into a fancy beam. The Balan cannot insist that I give the beam to them. Of course not. They have no right to assume that you return that. Hagoz leitzev asa kelim. The Balan have no right to insist that you return the kli. Shini kone means even bal kocho shel hanigzal. Mashen kain in the second halacha, reisha chalaf anecha. The Brisker Rav tells you to take a look in Reb Chaim, the Chedushei Hagrach in Perak Aleph, Hilchos Tzeila Vaveda. Reb Chaim writes the following chiddush. That liknos, in order to utilize the principle of shini koner, you require shiyachol hashinui al kol hachefes. There, the shini has to apply in its totality, to the point that it's tali v'im shmo alav or lo. Does it have the same identity as it did earlier, or does it not? And that's what Tosus referred to before, meikara asa v'hada asa. Le'inyin hareish al chalaf anecha, which is a din hashava. In such a case, Reb Chaim explains that kol shever vehezek nikar choshev shini b'mkomo. There is no such requirement that its identity has to absolutely be altered. Panim chadashos balakan. You don't have to assume that. Even if the chesed is impaired, at times you will no longer be able to assume that you could use this for the chovas hashava. The Brisker Rav just writes, and he tells the Dvarav Lamadzi, that's how he writes, from the words of Reb Chaim, so I derived that they're trei dinin in who came Shagazal. The halacha of Shinui, the halacha of Kain Shagazal, has two halachas. The main halacha is one of Shinui Kone. Shinui Kone means that the chefetz is considered to be chefetz acher. Parim chadoshos baolakan. That the Brisker Rav points out the following. That halacha is not uniquely true to Gneiva and to Gzela. The halacha of Shini Kona, that is no longer considered to be Oso Achefet, that is not only relevant to Gneiva and Gzela. If you take a look at the Gemara, maybe you've seen Adaf Samachav, right? The Gemara later on, Adaf Sari Dalet, the Gemara writes that Shini Kona is relevant to Esen Zona, Haim Velo, Shini Yehem. It is no longer considered to be Dmei Etnan if the Chefetz underwent such a significant change that it's considered to be Panam Chadoshos, in which case it is no longer considered to be Etnan Zona. Or the Gemara says the same thing when it comes to the Mitzvah Nesina of Reishis Hagenes. What happens if a person has wool in Tzva'ah? Hakobo Din Nesina. If he were to dye it, it's considered to be Shini Koneh, and he no longer has to give it to the Kohen. You see that Shini Kone is universal halacha, that is considered to be a chefetz acher, and therefore that's relevant to other tchumi halacha as well. That's relevant to Esen Zona, that's relevant to cases of Reishis Hagenes, and if you look in the Sugya of Sam Avav, the Gemara assumes that this is one halacha of Gneva, Gzela, Esnan, Reishis Hagenes, they're all the same halacha. Shachefetz nishtanet, ein shmola. The chiddush is there's a second halacha. When it comes to Gneva and Gzela, and that is that the Chova Tahashava requires Ke'en Shagazal. Ke'en Shagazal does not necessarily mean that the Chefetz has to be so sufficiently impaired that Parim Chadashos Balaka. And the Raya that the Brisker Rav points out is the Sugya in Gittin and Daf Nun Gimel. That's the Sugya of Hezek She'eino Nikun. Let's assume, for example, I cause Hezek Shinonika. A person has Taharos, and I'm mitame Taharos Shochaber. So it was Tahar, now it became Tame. in common sense terms, there doesn't even seem to be a hezek at all. We'll have to define it. Zerma Sugya is exactly hezek shenonika. As the bystander, you wouldn't even have a clue that this is an act of hezek at all. It looks exactly the same as it was before. Lahalacha. There's a world of difference. Before it was tahar, now it's tameh. You have a chulin, and I throw trum into it. And now its value is much less because only a kohen can eat it to tahara. A hezek shinonikar. Hezek shinonikar can be understood in a couple of possible ways. Either the hezek is not a physical hezek, chas in terms of chepes, rather al tidin, or maybe very simply, it means that there's no recognizable hezek that the bystander would have no idea that is true. Tosa suggests the issue. Let's assume you see the sheret sitting right on the kriya. Is that still called a hezek shinonikar? Is that still called a hezek shinonikar? Obviously it's nika. There is obvious that it's tameh. And Tosa describes it, maybe not. Maybe it wasn't subject to hechshon. And therefore the fact that the sheret is sitting there is an indicator that it became tameh. That also seems to indicate that the factor is not whether it's a hezek al tidin or a hezek in common sense terms of metzius, but rather literally, whether you could recognize by looking at it whether the chepetz was impaired or the chepetz was not. The Tosafot says, aren't there sometimes where it's obvious that it's impaired? You see that the tumah is still touching the chepetz. See, if you define it in terms of hezek al tidin, that shouldn't matter. In common sense terms, the chepetz is still fully intact. But the Gemara says the following chiddush for our purpose. If you assume hezek shenikar is shmei hezek, so therefore a ganav or a gazlan can no longer say harei shachal lefanecha, and therefore it's no longer a kein shagozav, and therefore damim ma'aya by the shlemele, he has to pay for it. He cannot utilize this for the mitzvah sashava. Ah, very great kiddush. If hezek shenikar is shmei hezek, so therefore you can no longer say harei shachal lefanecha. So Tosus and Gittin Dafnun Gimel Mabeis Ramaskol Gazlan is bothered by this issue. What does this have to do with Shini Koneh? What does Shini Koneh have to do with Hezek Shinonikar? Shini Koneh means that you have impaired the Chepetz, and Hezek Shinonikar, you haven't impaired the Chepetz at all. So why does the Gemara think that if you hold Hezek Shinonikar, Shmei Hezek Shini Koneh? That's Tosus' discussion. So Tosus answers the Ishlamar, Lashon Tosus is the following. Kevon de Hezek Shenikar Shmei Hezek. Well, if you hold that Hezek Shenikar Shmei Hezek, so therefore, Choshev Le Ki'ilu Hu Nikar. So it's like a Hezek Nikar. What's the difference if you smash a Kli into pieces? Or you made it Tameh, you know, instead of being worth hundreds of dollars, it's worth hardly anything. So Tosus says, if that's true, Einacha Shinui Gadol Mizeh, and therefore, Knaam HaGazlan V'Shinui. So you see from the Gemara a very great Kiddush. Hezek Shinonikar is called Shini Koneh. Yeah, that's true. In common sense terms, that's not really the case. But if you hold Hezek Shinonikar, Shmei Hezek, so in such a case, Ein Lach HaShinui Gadol Mizeh. In other words, the Tosus assumes that this is all one halacha. The Brisker Rav writes, this is Tosus L'Shitase. Tosus was not willing to distinguish between the halacha of harei shachal lefanecha and halacha of shini koneh. When you're koneh b'shinui, you can no longer say harei shachal lefanecha. If it's not a shinui, then you can say harei shachal lefanecha. So if you can no longer say harei shachal lefanecha, you have to assume this is shini koneh. Hence Tosus is kasha. Why do you assume hezek shinikar shini koneh? What's a shinui? Tosus says, al korach, you have to assume there is a shinui. If you hold shmei hezek, that means ein lach hashinui gadol mizeh. The Brisker Rav points out, according to the Rambam Shita, the Kasha does not begin. There are two halachos when it comes to Shinui and Ke'en Shagozal. Halacha number one is Lachav Shini Chona Bechalatar Kula, Panim Chadoshos, Chepetz Acher. That's relevant for Esnan Zona, that's from Eshi Sagez. But that's not true in Hezek Shinonikar. Hezek Shinonikar, you're going to argue that's Chepetz Acher. The chepetz is fully intact. You don't have to assume, as Tosafot says, in a chashini gadol mizeh. The chiddush of the Gemara is the following, given the model of the Rambam, that even if the chepetz is intact, you don't always allow for Harisha Chalafarecha. That's the second halacha of Kain Shagana. That halacha, Harisha Chalafarecha, that it is sufficient to be dependent on the Din Hezek. If a person is Mazik HaChefetz V'Hifsido, even if the Chefetz is not Nishtanen, you can no longer say Harisha Chalafarecha. Just as in the case of a person who breaks the kli but adayin shmolo. Just as the case of ktitas ahadas where adayin shmolo, but that does not mean that you have a right to say harisha chalafanecha. That's the halacha of the sugim gittin daf nun gimel. Not the ikar halacha of shin and kona b'chol tarakula, but the second halacha of ke'ein shagona, of ke'ein shagoza, when it comes to what the Brisker of terms chiyuv de gazlan, what is halachin chefetz? Whether this is the same chefetz or a different chefetz? Then there's a second, whether the gazlan can fulfill his chova sahashava. The din chiyuv de gazlan, if you hold hezek shenik or shmei hezek, any of the lama reisha chalafanecha. Just as the case of behemah v'izkina. Just as the case of kli shavur, it's not that the animal is an entirely different animal than it was before, but the fact that its service has been impaired. So therefore, in such a case, you can no longer say harisha chalafanecha. If you look in the beginning of Hagozel, right, there are two mishnayos. The opening mishnah, daf sari gimel amud beis, is Hagozel eitzim vasa kelim. The next Mishnah, Sarivav Medeis, Gozal Behema Vihiskina. The Briskerov suggests that according to the Rambam, these are two independent halachos. The first Mishnah, the Reisha, Hagozal Eitzvastam Kelim, is Shinei Konen. The second Mishnah, Gozal Behema Vihiskina, those are details within the Chova Sahashava, Chiyuva de Gazla, when you can and cannot say Harisha Chalafanecha. That breakdown is very meduyak, just like the breakdown we saw in the Rambam, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. And then the Brisker of writes that Yerushalmi, that Tosus quotes on Daf Yud Aleph, is the raya to this breakdown, that Chiddush of Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us the Chiddush Darais of Ein Shamin. Ein Shamin. How do you know that that's true? You have one pasuk for Gneva, Chayim Shnayim Mishalim, Chayim Lomesim, and you require a second pasuk to tell us Asher Gozal Ke'ein Shagozal. Briskrub argues as follows. If this was to be one halakha, that the chefetz is no longer the same, panim chadashos, shini kone, why you need a pasuk for gneiva and a pasuk for gzeila? That's halacha b'chol Torah kula. If the Torah recognizes shini kone when it comes to esnan, reishis hagez, gneiva, gzeila, so the Yerushalmi says that the pasuk only tells me one and not the other, he two psukim. Isn't the simple dumbness of panim chadashos b'olakan? But if you'll tell me, no, that's not true. In a case where a person goes ahead, right, and steals the chefetz, and now the chefetz is impaired, and adayin shmolov, that is not a halacha of shinei kone, shamin ein shamin, that is halacha in chiyuv de gazlan, whether you can utilize that to fulfill the chovas hashava. And certainly in terms of chiyuv de gazlan, chiyuv de ganav, the chovas hatashlumin, there certainly are differences between Tashlumei Gneiva as opposed to Tashlumei Gzeila. There are no differences between Kinyanei Gneiva and Kinyanei Gzeila. So if the Chiddush of Ein Shamin is that the Chetza, the Ganav, is Kone, and it is fully his, and therefore obviously you can't use it for Hashava because Shini Kone, why should you distinguish between Kinyanei Gneiva as opposed to Kinyanei Gzeila? But if this is the halacha le'inyan chiyuv de gazlan, Namely, it tells us, Lo Matzi Potter Nafshe Baharesha Cholofanecha. You understand very well that one could distinguish between Geneva versus Gzela, like the Gemara Bein Shamin, like our Gemara, when it comes to the possibility of Shas HaMada B'din, as opposed to Shas HaGneva, where two psukim are required. And therefore, again, that indicates the two halachos, the two tiers, when it comes to instances of Shini Kona. Then the Brisk Rav makes a further fundamental distinction. That Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, the case of Avonkari, where the Jewish merchants are told that make sure there's Yeush in the possession of the guy followed by Shini Rishus. That case is similar to Kacha Shadalo Hazar, according to the Rambam, where you can no longer assume Harisha Chalafanecha. So here the Priskarav points to the following distinction. In that case of Avankari, there's something else which is unique. And that is that in that case, the Maisa HaGzela is simultaneous with the Talisha Sahoshana. No? How did you steal it? Well, if I, the Jew, will go ahead and cut, it is the act of cutting which is the Maisa Gzela. No? Kol Zman that the Hadas was Mechubar, there was no Gzela. The act of Gzela itself is the Tlisha. In other words, that there was never a Chovas Hashava to return a Hadas Mechubar. That's quite different from other cases. Gozal Behema Behizkina. That means I stole an animal in state A, and now the animal is in state B. That means there was a Chovas Hashava to return A, and now it's in a different state. Can I satisfy my Chovas Hashava? Here, there's something unusual about this case of Ankari. The Talisha itself was the Maisa Gzela. There was never a prior Chovas Hashava on a Hadas that was Mechubar. Unlike the cases of Behema Biskina, Vada Biskina, there any change was La'achar Shenishayiv B'Hashava. The Brisk Rav makes a further distinction. In those cases of Kacha Shavlo Hadar, Behema Biskina, Vada Biskina, there was a Mitzvah Hashava when it was intact. Now, if there is a change, even if the change is not fully shinu kona, you no longer can argue Horesha Chalafanecha. But here, the Cholas Hashava was only a Hadas that was already severed from the ground. The Brisk Rav explains that even though when it comes to the case of Gozal Dikla Vekatle, the case that Tosus refers to, that I went ahead and I took a dekel and I severed it, I cut branches from that dekel, the Gemara says the following, Lokana. Why is that true? Mekara Dikla Vahashta Dikla, the Gemara says. No, it was the dekel before, it was the dekel now. Seeming to indicate that what? That if it really was a Shinui, if it really was a Shini, then you would in fact be Kone. Even though, in that case as well, the Gzela is simultaneous with the act of severance, no? It's not that I was Chayiv to return A and then there was a change. There also was simultaneous. The Gemara says in that case there was no Shini Hashem. Meikara Dikla V'Hashta Dikla. But if Shimon Ishtane, then you would not be obligated to return it, even though the tzitzit itself was the Maisa Gzela. The Biskrav explains, no. If you were to argue that there was an absolute shinui, you wouldn't say Mekara Dikla V'Hashta Dikla. There was an absolute shinui, and therefore Shini Kone. So therefore, it would not matter that the shinui was simultaneous with the act of the gneva. There we would assume that the gzeila v'ashinui boim keachad and you are kone, and there is no chovas ha'hashava, because it's a chefetz acher. However, if you're dealing with the case of tier 2, gozal kli yushvoro, kacha shod lohada, which is not an overt shinui kone, that the chefetz is considered to be an absolutely different one. But that is what we call the din chiyuv v'shel ha'gazlam, that there's a chiyuv of hashava ke'ein shegozal. So in that particular case, then you could argue that there was never a mitzvah hashava when the chefetz was intact, and therefore one must return that chefetz even when it was cut. There was never a chiyuv to give back the kli shomer. If that's true, one could suggest the following chiddush, that in that case of avankari, there it is ke'ein shugov amamish. And you could say harei shofar lefanecha. Before we were assuming that in the case of avankri, if you were to cut, true, it is not shini kone, but you could not utilize this in order to express your chovas ha'hashava. Well, if you can't use it for the chovas ha'hashava, why is it necessary to have yeyush and shini reshus? The answer is because for lulav you need lachem. Lachem requires shini kone. The fact that you cannot say harei shofar lefanecha, that's not sufficient. Here we're arguing even a further step, that in that case of the hadasim, you would be allowed to say harei shofar lefanecha, because since it is not shini kone, but this is part of the mitzvah sahashava, the chovah sahashava certainly is determined in its state as when it was stolen, and the maisa gzela is simultaneous with the ktisa, and in such a case, it is mamish ke'en shagazam. And therefore, you can in fact say harei shofar lefanecha. If you can say harei shofar lefanecha, in such a case, of course you can't use it for the purpose of mitzvah. There is a chovas hashava. It wouldn't even meet step two, that the chovas hashava cannot be satisfied, but it is not considered to be lachem. These are two very different approaches that the Brisker Rav suggests. Why is it that you cannot use the Sadas Lashem Mitzvah? The first approach is the following: despite the fact that you can no longer say Harei Shofar Lefanecha, but it is not tier one of Shini Kona, therefore it's not considered to be yours, Gami Mitzvah, it's not Lochem. The second Chiddush is the following: since there was never a time where there was a Mitzvah Sashava when it was intact, and then it became impaired, you don't even have stage two. And therefore, you can use this to exercise the chovas hashava. So then obviously, you can't use it for the purpose of mitzvah. That's like stealing a lulav, where the kinyanei gneiva is not going to render it as lachem. Here it's mamish considered to be ke'en shagoza. Tosus, however, does not operate with these distinctions at all. Because Tosus is assuming that even kacha shod lahadar is considered to be, right, an absolute kinyan. And therefore, Tosfos assumes the same thing should be true when it comes to the case of avankari. Because lagabe kinyan, if you hold it shinui kone, even in kachashad lohadar, then as we mentioned, there's no room for distinction as to whether there was a prior chovas hashava, or whether chovas hashava only began when the chefetz was subject to that form of shinui. But according to the Rambam, that certainly is not true. If the hezek is nase achar kach, then if it's overt shini kone, if not, there is a chovas hashava. Mashenkin, if it's simultaneous, unless it's panim chadasha shini kone, in such a case there is still a chovas hashava. In which case, then these instances of Tosus are very different. Tosus says, what's the difference between Behema v'Hiskina? In the case of Amkari, there's a world of difference. In the case of Behema v'Hiskina, there was a Chovas Hashav of Behema Ma'alya. And now the animal changed, you can no longer fill the Chovas Hashava. In the case of the Hadas, there was never a Chovas Hashava of Hadas Mechubar. There was no Shini whatsoever. So you can say Harisho Falafanefa. The reason Tosus does not utilize that obvious distinction, a simple question, did anything change from the Shasak Zela? Is because Tosus is assuming the one Halach of Shini Kalneh. If it's a real Shinu and Chetz, it doesn't matter. And that's why Tosu says, Al Karcha, you must assume that one is Shini Kona and one is not Shini Kona. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam structure, that these are considered to be two, right, very different halakhos. So the Sgrav writes, one can distinguish between Avankari in the cases of Shinui in two ways. Either the Shini Kona becomes Chepetz Acher, Mashenkin, when it comes to Avankari, despite the fact that it's not Ke'en Shigona, it's not Knuya L'Gazlan, and that's exactly what the Rambam writes in many of these cases, that the Nigzal can insist on Hafzaras Abe'en. Or maybe one could argue that no, here it's not considered to be a Shinui at all, because in this case, nothing changed from the Shasag Zela. This was its state, the Shasag Zela, and therefore in such an instance, so you have no element, not Halacha 1 nor Halacha 2 of Shinui. Right, this is something which is very important in the coming sugyas of Shini Kalman. That the Chiddush, that there's one halacha which is universal, there's a second halacha of Shini Kona which is uniquely true, that is no longer considered to be Ke'en Shagazla as far as Chiyuv Degneva, Chiyuv Degzela, right? And in such an instance, one cannot equate, right, these two halachos of Ke'en Shagazla. Regarding halacha number two, one could split Ganav and Gazlan, that's the Tosus and the Kiralev. And regarding halacha number two, Poshav Shat, in terms of assessing the Demei HaTashlumim, in our Gemara, one could resolve Tosus' issue by explaining the need for two Mishnayos, two Psukim, in terms of what is Kain Shagona and what is Kain Shagoza. The Chiyuv Tashlumin of Geneva and Zela are not considered to be that which is identical. We'll continue to mount Daf Samachim, but I'll take a look again at the bottom of the Daf. The Gemara discusses Rav Shita, right, in light of the case of Chomesh. Now, what happens if one is telling Tanas Ganav Bikada in Vinishba Bahode? So the Gemara thinks that there is clearly a raya to the Shita of Rav as well regarding Tashlume Chomesh. So take a look at the bottom. Rashi and Daf Samachim and Aleph, right? Rashi stresses that there's something unusual, right, about the Tashlume Chomesh, and that is Chomesh is not a Chiyuv Mamon, Chomesh is not really a Chiyuv Knas, but here Rashi writes Chomesh is considered to be Kapara, Kapara de Shvuhu. So we'll have to discuss, what exactly is this? What is the significance? The differences between Mammon and Knas we've discussed. Right? What are the differences in the status of Tashmume Kapara? So take a look again at the Hemshech HaGemara, Samachay to Samachay Matinah.